Four brothers took their exercise together every day, fighting with staves and wooden shields in the flowstone yard. Three of them were Freys of the Crossing, the fourth their bastard brother. They were only there a short time, though. One morning, two other brothers arrived under a peace banner with a chest of gold and ransomed them from the knights who'd captured them. The six Freys all left together. No one ransomed the Northmen, though. One fat lordling haunted the kitchens, Hutpie told her, always looking for a morsel. His moustache was so bushy that it covered his mouth, and the clasp that held his cloak was a silver and sapphire trident. He belonged to Lord Tywin, but the fierce-bearded young man who liked to walk the battlements alone in a black cloak patterned with white suns had been taken by some hedge knight who meant to get rich off him. Sansa would have known who he was, and the fat one too, but Arya had never taken much interest in titles and sigils. Whenever Septa Mordaine had gone on about the history of this house and that house, she was inclined to drift and dream and wonder when the lesson would be done. She did remember Lord Serwyn, though. His lands had been close to Winterfell, so he and his son Clay had often visited. Yet, as fate would have it, he was the only captive who was never seen. He was abed in a tower cell, recovering from a wound. For days and days, Arya tried to work out how she might steal past the door guards to see him. If he knew her, he would be unbound to help her. A lord would have gold for a certainty. They all did. Perhaps he would pay some of Lord Tywin's own sellswords to take her to River Run. Father always said that most sellswords would betray anyone for enough gold. Then one morning she spied three women in the cowled grey robes of the Silent Sisters loading a corpse into their wagon. The body was sewn into a cloak of the finest silk, decorated with a battle-axe sigil. When Arya asked who it was, one of the guards told her that Lord Serwyn had died. The words felt like a kick in her belly. "He could never have helped you anyway," she thought, as the sisters drove the wagon through the gate. "He couldn't even help himself. You stupid mouse!"